It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
The world can be a really dangerous place. At least it's been feeling that way to me. I fully appreciate my phenomenally good personal fortune. I live securely in a house I love, on a farm I feel rooted in a region of great natural beauty. I share my life with a partner I'm crazy about and an almost continuous rotation of visiting friends who fill the farm with a sense of shared purpose and fun. My age has not yet restricted my body from the work I need to do here or any of the pleasures I enjoyed when younger. I still get satisfaction from my profession. I'm fully engaged for all my waking hours and never bored. And yet, for all that, I found myself of late stressed and full of foreboding that we may be entering a period of woeful pain. I'm convinced that my state of mind results from a strange psychological feedback loop in which I see relatively minor traumas on the farm as representing the state of the larger world, confirming that it's going to hell. I wonder if innocents everywhere are doomed to suffer terror, pain, and death. I know that the events here are trivial in the context of world events, but they prey on me. The week before last, I took the chicks out of their brooder box because they had feathered out and were ready for a roomier life without a warming blade. I put them in cages in the large room where the adult hens roost in the coop to let them observe adult chicken behavior. And after a couple of days, as I looked at them, I thought, these guys are big enough to be out of the cage and pecking around the yard. So I freed them and took great pleasure in watching as they enjoyed their freedom. After a couple of days, when I shooed them inside for the night, I counted them to make sure I had located everyone and came up one short. I wondered. Had a hawk swooped down and picked one up? Steve reported having seen hawks circling the pasture, and one of its lazy surveillance circles surely could have brought it over the chicken coop. The next day, the count was down one more, and Steve, ever full of literary references, said, this is just like an Agarstic murder mystery. Every day, one more victim. The following day, I found a small carcass dragged toward the back wall of the coop, and I realized the culprit was likely not a hawk, but rather a predator that sneaks inside. That explained why the young chicks were perfectly happy roaming around outside in the chicken yard, but became impossible to herd into the coop at night. They knew that being indoors was not a safe place to be. We speculated about what the predator might be. Steve suggested it could be the groundhog he had seen in the coop a couple of times, but I was skeptical. Though groundhogs have sharp teeth, they are fundamentally herbivores who come to eat the chicken's grain. Must be a weasel, I concluded, sneaking in through one of those little openings they're able to weasel through. Friend Paul here last week helped me locate all the obvious holes running under the back of the chicken coop. We put large rocks over them, and that seemed to stabilize the situation for a couple of days. But then I found another carcass one morning, and I decided to cage the chicks for their own safety every night. The first night was a major challenge because, of course, the cages were inside and the chicks wanted to be out to avoid being in the room where they'd been attacked. So I had to catch almost each one individually. As Steve said, imagine their terror each night, wondering who will be the next to be murdered. But after one night in the security of the cages, in which I imagine the attacker came around and was frustrated, the second night it took only about 5 minutes to herd them in, and they headed right to the security of their cages. I felt a profound sense of relief as they seemed secure and happy, and we went a couple of days in that routine without any more loss of life. Until this Thursday, when at 4 p.m. I went out to do chores and encountered not one but two chick carcasses inside the coop. I had expected the weasel to be at work only around dawn and dusk, but clearly this attack had taken place in broad daylight when they were out of the cages. The predator had figured out its opportunity and taken advantage of it. It would be hard to exaggerate my sense of dismay and defeat. As Steve said, losing a third of your flock constitutes a genocide. Until I can eliminate all the roots into the coop and the chicks get significantly larger and able to fly to safety, I'm now confining the survivors to the cages full time. It's impossible for me not to see the farm as exemplifying the world at large, and particularly what's going on in Ukraine. The Ukrainians, too, face a deadly weasel in the person of Vladimir Putin. Note the physical resemblance. Putin, too, relentlessly seizes opportunities to inflict terror-filled and painful deaths. Putin's recent bombing of civilian infrastructure to weaken his victims when they succeeded fighting back in direct battle is likely to result in massive gratuitous death and suffering of innocents just trying to live their lives. It seems particularly despicable. Actually, I think my weasel has a bit more justification, since it is just trying to eat, not pursue some abstract ideological goal. I try to take inspiration from Ukraine's dogged fight back. I try to think of the chicks' confinement to their cages as a sad but necessary measure, like sheltering in bomb shelters so they live to fight another day. I will vote in the coming midterms, in part hoping to prevent a Republican House of Representatives from helping Putin impose dog-eat-dog as the new world order. And I will try to be strategic, Ukrainian style, about defeating my weasel. But I'm not feeling optimistic.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.